Okay. Yeah? Today's Daf Mem Beis. We're on Mem Aleph Amud Beis by the two dots, about 2/3 of the way down. Today's Shir is sponsored by Ari and Aliza Ginsburg. Lila Nishmas Rivka Peril, for Shalema, for Rivka Peril Bas Dega Bela. Okay. Today's Daf, we're going to be discussing different limudim from the word Ubal Hashar Naki. We said some yesterday, and now we have some more today. Here we go. Tanur Rabbanan. Ubal Hashar Naki. What do the words Ubal Hashar Naki mean? And the Baal is clean. What does that mean? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Naki Michati Kofer. There's no such thing as Chati Kofer. He does it if his animal is a tam, right? The Pasuk says, if his animal is a tam, he does not have to pay Kofer. The Pasuk says, V'kiyigach shor es ish o es isha v'meis, sakel yisakel hashor, lo yochel as besara ubal hashor naki. There's no chati kofer by a tam. If a muad kills a person, there is kofer. If a tam kills a person, there's no kofer. Not even that, there isn't even chati kofer. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. We learn from the words ubal hashor naki. Amalor Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Eliezer, what do I need a limud like that for? V'alohu atmo ein mishtalim ela migufo. You know that kofer can only be paid migufo. Right? Heviyuhu lebezin v'yishalim lach. Bring it to Bezin and let him pay. In other words, you can't pay. The animal's dead. The tam gets skila. How's kofer being paid? How's chatzi kofer being paid? Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, kach ani be'inecha. That's what you think of me? Shadini bazeh shechayiv misa? You thought I was talking about a case where misa is going to happen to the tam? Of course not. If misa happens to the tam, how can they be kofer? How can they be chatzi kofer? Ein achanami. Of course they can't be. Why? It's dead. I'm talking about a case where the tam doesn't die. Where does the tam not die? For example, ein dini, I'm only talking about el kishahem misa adim al piyay rechad. There was only one aid. Only one aid saw the tam kill a man. So what's going to happen to that tam? Can't be put to death. Why? There's only one aid. Did it happen? Yeah, it happened. So I would think maybe there should be chatzi kofer. The animal's not dying. The animal's not going to be put to skila. Why? There aren't two aidim. Only one aid. Yes, you need two aidim. But we know it happened. One aid says what? I don't know about hasra. Oh, I'll be bailim. Or what if the owner admits? He says, "Yeah, my animal did it. He killed somebody. He's a decent man. Terrible tragedy." Oh, or so the Gemara says, "Wait a minute, I'll be bailim. Moda b'kenazu. Then you sure for sure be potter. It's moda b'kenaz." I was like, "My hookah's over. He holds kufra kapara. It's a kapara. Right? He holds it's a kapara." So, Rabbi Eliezer says, of course, I'm talking about a case where the animal doesn't get killed, where the tam doesn't get killed. Why doesn't he get killed? At one aid. The Baal himself admits it. I have situations where it could happen. I would have thought maybe now a tam should pay chatzi kofer. Ubal hashar naki. A tam does not pay chatzi kofer. That's one brisa. Tanya idach. We looked at a different brisa. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Akiva. So right, same thing. Rabbi Eliezer says, Baal Hashor Naki teaches you that there's no chatzi kofer. And Rabbi Akiva says back, of course there's no chatzi kofer. The animal dies. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer answered back. Already we had a situation. He answered back about what? Misa. In other words, one aid. The animal's not dying. Over here, Rabbi Eliezer answers back a different shot. Akiva, kachani beinecha. That's what you think of me. Shadini bazeh shechayiv misa. If that's what you think, that I was talking about a case where the tam gets killed. If the tam gets killed, of course there's no chatzi kofer. The tam's dead. What am I talking about? Ein dini el b'mischavin l'haragas ha-behema. No. The animal intended to kill a behema for haragas ha-adam. It killed a person. Mitzri for haragas ha-yisrael. It wanted to kill a guy. It killed a Jew. L'nefilin wanted to kill a baby under 30 days old for harag ben kayama. It killed a ben kayama. That's why there's no misa. The death happened? Yeah, the death happened, but there was no kavana. So Rabbi Eliezer gives back to Rabbi Akiva two reasons. What are the two reasons? Kavana and Misa. Right, the first answer Rabbi Eliezer gave back was Misa, the animal's not being put to death. Right? Second thing that Rabbi Eliezer answers that is kavana. Now, the Gemara is going to assume that kavana is a better answer back. Look at Rashi, last Rashi of the page. The right mischavir amalei berisha, the raya gedolihi, the better raya, the better answer back. Why? The lahai vaday itzruch kra. Avol hemes al pi eid echad raya katanahi. That's a small raya. Why? The ikal laosuve moda bekanas pater. Because first of all, he answered back moda bekanas pater, and then Rabbi Eliezer had to answer back. No. What? 1 second. That's going on the moda bekanas, and then Rabbi Eliezer had to answer back. No, he holds it's a kapara. So right away, you're only talking about half the tanayim. About the machlokas, right? Also, be'edechad nami yekalamer pshita. Of course, it's obvious. The lo mechayev behu trei be'in lafuke momon. If you look at bimur nami pater, what kind of chiddush is that? Of course, it's obvious. And 1 aid does never do anything. 1 aid can never be motzi momon. So, what kind of chiddush is that? So those reasons were not as good. The Gemara assumes that the reason of kavana is a better reason. Can it's an airtight reason. So now the Gemara says, we have two stories. One where Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Akiva about Kavana, and one where we told him about Misa. Misa was a less favored reply. Right? Hi Amalei Bereisha. Which answer did Rabbi Eliezer say back first? Right? He said back, right? They had one shear, then another shear. Which one did he say first? So it's a machlokas. Amar Rav Kahana Mishmei Derav Amar Mitzchaven Amalei Bereisha. That one was said first. Rav Tzviui Mishmei Derav Amar Hemitz Amalei Bereisha. The case of Misa was said first. What are they arguing about? Amar Rav Kahana Mishmei Derav Amar Mitzchaven Amalei Bereisha. He said the Kavana one first. Why? That's the better one, right? Mashal, it's a mashal. Letzayed Shesholem Dogim In Hayom. A trapper is a fisherman is catching fish in the sea. Mishkachas Ravravi, he catches the big fish. Shakli, he takes them. Zutri, he catches the small fish. Shakli, he takes them too. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer gave back a very good answer, and then a month later he gave back a less good answer. I catch the big fish, and then I catch the small fish. I have the good answer back, and then a month later he thought of another answer. Not as good, said it anyway. Rav Tevumi Mishmei Derava Amar, Hamis Amalei Bereisha. No. The case of Misa was said first. Mashal, you know what that's like? That's like a tzayid, Shishola Dogim In Hayam, that he's trapping fish in the sea. Meshagach Zutri Shakel. The only thing that are out, small fish today. He might as well catch a small fish. Small fish are better than no fish. But Meshagach Ravravi, if he catches the Ravravi, the large fish, Shade Zutri, he discards the small fish. The Shakal Ravravi and takes the large fish. Right? In other words, I came up with a weak answer. I'll get better than no answer. I can ask questions. It's better than nothing. Now, when I come up with a good answer, I'll say the good answer. I discard that answer and I say the good answer. Says the. What's the point, huh? It says the, what? Funny you should ask. Says the Sefer Brit HaLevi HaShalem. Says the Brit HaLevi HaShalem. This is alluding to two types of people. Why didn't he keep the small fish also? Why doesn't a trapper keep the small fish? He says, I might as well catch the small fish, I have nothing better. When I find the big fish, I'll discard the small fish, I'll take the big one. Why discard the small one? Still, you can still sell it in the market. No, not because of laws. So he says, no, you know what the answer is? Because it didn't have room. Didn't have room. Right? Didn't have room in the net. Have room, of course, what's the downside? If you have room, take it all. What's the answer? Doesn't have room. Doesn't have room, what can you do? Says the Sefer Brit HaShalem, Brit HaLevi HaShalem, this is alluding to when you're learning. What are your chazer? What do you learn? What are your priorities? You only have room for so much. You only have time for so much. Do you take the big fish or the small fish? So of course take the big fish. So that's what they're arguing on. Do you try to take the small fish and increase yourself and then get to the big fish? Or no, you start with whatever you get, you get. And when you get the bigger fish, you discard the small fish. That's what it's talking about. It's a whole mashal about the way you should learn. Okay? Okay. Good? Answer the question? Okay, I knew it would. I knew not only the, I don't know who that is, but that's from out of left field, which makes this actually make sense. Okay. The rest of the daf is not going to be as out from left field. It's actually not that easy. It's quite challenging. And here we go. That was your bone for the day. Okay, here we go. Tanya Idach, another limud on the words Bal Hasharnaki. The whole thing is about Bal Hasharnaki. What is Bal Hasharnaki? Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Naki mid mei velados. If a shor tam kills a woman, you don't have to pay, and she was pregnant, you don't have to pay for those babies. Okay? Amalo Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Yosef Glili, what are you talking about? Harei Omer, it says in Beferish HaPasuk, Ki Yinatsu Anashim, right, the pasuk says ki natsu anashim, men are fighting, v'nagfu isha hara, they push into a pregnant woman, the fight spills out into the street, this pregnant woman's walking by, she gets bumped, and what happens? V'yatsu yilodeha, and she miscarries, v'lo yihye ason, there is no, what's ason? V'lo yihye ason, there is no death, she doesn't die, the baby dies, she doesn't die, onosh yonesh, what does onosh yonesh means? You have to pay for the babies. You have to pay. Kasher Yashitz Allah Bala Isha, right? Like the husband of the woman, the husband of the pregnant woman will demand payment. Vinasam Biflilim, you're gonna go to Bastard. Right? That's what that pasuk means. Very difficult pasuk to translate. A lot of these pasuk and mishpatim are so difficult to translate. So the pasuk says that when two men are fighting, says Rabbi Yosef Glili, oh, but a shor doesn't have to pay that. Bal Hasharnaki. The shor doesn't have to pay if the shor miscarries. If the shor causes the woman to miscarry. Says Rabbi Akiva, ki yinatsu anashim. Anashim v'lo shvarim. Doesn't say anything about oxen. Men. Two men. So the Gemara says, shaper ka'amar Rabbi Akiva. That's a very good kashan Rabbi Akiva has. It's a good taina. Right? It's a good taina, Rabbi Akiva says. It says in the Beferish HaPasuk, anashim, not oxen. So the Gemara says, ready for this? Amar of Ula, bereder of Idi Itzrach. No. It was necessary for the pasuk to say Bal Hasharnaki, to exclude a shor, not to have to pay vlados. Why? It doesn't say only anashim? Why? So I would think anashim, only men, v'lo shvarim, but not oxen, dumin la anashim, that are like men, similar to men. Ma anashim mu'adim, just like men are mu'ad, all human beings are adam mu'ad la'olam, af shvarim mu'adim. So too an ox, that's a mu'ad, that kills vlados, would be potter. Would be chayev. Just like a human being is chayev. That's what I would think. Hatam, but a tam, who's not like a muad, who's not like a human being, mechayev, would have to pay those vlados. That's what I would think. Kasev Rachmana, Bal Hasharnaki. So the Torah has to come along and say, no, Bal Hasharnaki, di potter, that a tam is also potter. Oh my Rabbi, that makes no sense. That makes no sense. Yetziva ba'ara, what the yetziva means the king, right? The resident. The citizen is over here. The giur b'sham ishmaya, and the visitor, the ger, the stranger is in the right. You have a big party. So what? The stranger sits on the dais, and the balsimcha sits in the back next to the bin. Nobody wants to sit over there. No, doesn't make any sense. A muad's going to be potter, and a tam is chayiv. That doesn't make any sense at all. Not only does that not make any sense at all, if it's rejected. That's not pshat. I can't be pshat. El Amar Rava, no, here's a pshat. Itzrach. It was necessary for the Torah to say Bal Hasharnaki to exclude a tam from vlados. Why? Sokadai Tachamina, I would have thought, maybe not, this might be a muad now. Sokadai Tachamina, I would have thought, Anoshim, it says in the Torah only Anoshim, only men that push into a pregnant woman. Not Shvarim, Velo Shvarim. What kind of oxen are we talking about? Shvarim, domin la'anashim. Like, similar to men. Ma'anashim mu'adim. Just like men are mu'ad. Af shvar mu'adim. So two oxen are mu'ad. And they're potter. The kavachoma l'tam and diptiri. And for sure, tam's a potter. If mu'ad's potter, tam's also potter. No question about that. Right? Hadar kasa rachmana, Bal Hasharnaki. Then why did the Torah say Bal Hasharnaki? To highlight tam potter umuad chayiv. To highlight only a tam is potter. A Bal Hasharnaki of a tam, a muad is going to be chayiv. Why? After all, an adam is chayiv. Adam is chayiv, pushes into a woman.
Right? It's like this. Right? He's going like this. Right? Adam is chayiv. I would have, but not a muad. Why is a muad not chayiv? Because the Torah says only an usher. Not oxen. And if a muad's going to be putter, then there's no shayla that a time is putter. Right? Then why does the Torah say Baal Shor Naki? To emphasize only a time is putter, and a muad's really chayiv. That's what you want to say. Don't worry about that. Amale Abaya, that's going to be rejected as well. Amale Abaya, Abaya says, El Me'atav, if that's true, Gabe Boshes Nami, Neima Hachi. Say the same thing by Boshes. We know that if an ox damages a person, there's no Boshes. Why? Because even if an ox intended to do damage, it didn't intend to do Boshes. Not that smart. Didn't intend to embarrass you, right? Even if it does embarrass you, it didn't intend to embarrass you. And even if he intended to harm you, even if he's a Mu'ad, didn't intend to embarrass you. But if everything you're saying is true, says Abaya, then this should also be true. It says in the Torah, Anashim. Where does it say that? That's in Parashat Kisisa. Ki Natsu Anashim Yachtav. Two men are fighting. Ish Va'achiv, a man and his brother. Karva Eshes Ha'achiv Ha'echad Lahatzalot Ha'isha. Es Isha. One of the women, the wife of one of the men that are fighting, comes along to start break up the fight. The Miyad Himakehu, from the other one. Right? Two men are fighting. The wife of one comes to stop the fight. What does she do? V'shalchez yada. She sticks out her hand. V'hichzaka b'mevushav. And she grabs the man in his privates. Right? Not her husband, the other guy. Right? She grabs the man in his privates. That's very embarrassing to the situation. That's a very embarrassing thing to happen. So, and what does it say over there? Ki natsu anashim. No mention of oxen. Men are fighting, the wife comes along and embarrasses the other guy, the assailant, let's call him. Right? She embarrasses that guy. So that's a pretty embarrassing thing. So it only says Anashim, doesn't say anything about Achim. So if everything you're saying is true, let's make the following limud. Nami Hachi Anashim, it says Anashim, Velo Shvarim, doesn't say anything about Achim. And let's say, Hadom L'Anashim, that only is like men. Ma Anashim Muadim, men are Muads. Af shvar muadim, so too oxen that are muads, v'kal v'chomer l'tamin. Of course, tamin, the patiri, of course, tamin, if a muad ox is going to be potter for boshes, certainly a tamin is going to be potter for boshes, that's obvious. Hadar kasher rachman u'bala sharnaki, and then the Torah goes out of its way to say, u'bala sharnaki, to make the same highlight. Tam potter u'muad chayiv. Only a tam is potter and a muad chayiv. No, the same bala sharnaki. The same bala sharnaki. Because the pasuk of Baal Shor Naki is talking about where a shor killed a man or a woman, right? So what do we say? Baal Shor Naki. Why is it Baal Shor Naki? So we've already used the limud to say about Rabbi Yosef Glili used it to say about Vlados. The woman didn't die; she was just hit. We're using the pasuk of Baal Shor Naki not in its place. We're applying it to a different pasuk about two men fighting and the woman gets woman miscarries. So take the same Baal Shor Naki and apply it to the case where the wife of the assailant grabs the privates. To say what? Now, if an ox did that to you, would the ox have to pay boshes? No. Not a muad, not a tam. Now, why is there Baal Shor Naki? To highlight, only a tam wouldn't pay boshes, but a muad would. Only a tam doesn't have to pay for the miscarriage, but a muad does. That's what we said. Why not? Ryan, I hear what you're saying, but we're already taking these words of Baal Shor Naki and taking them out of their context. It's not such an uncommon thing for the Gemara to do.
It's the woman who's doing the
boshes. Right, it's interesting. The woman, someone might mention that point. It's the woman who's doing the boshes here. She's embarrassing you. Maybe that's taka true. Maybe that's taka the halacha. If that's true, listeny, then when Rabbi Yosef Glili made his statement, he should have said, Baal Shor Naki, what does Baal Shor Naki teach you? Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, part of me to me, Lodos Uboshes. You should have said that. Rabbi Yosef Glili should have said it. Why? Because it's the exact same halacha. It's the exact same limud. By the way, Rabbi Yosef Glili, he did not mention Boshes. He didn't mention it. So obviously, his whole limud is incorrect. Ella Abayev Rabbi Amitavayu, his pshat. Ready? Anashim. When it comes to human beings, ain ason beisha, if the mother doesn't die, it's ason, he means accident, it means death. If the wife, what happened? Two men are fighting, right? They're fighting. The fighting spills out into the street, they bump into a pregnant woman, she miscarries. What if she dies? So the pasuk says, This is one of the makoros for this din. Anashim ain asan beisha. If there's no death to the woman, ye anshu, then they have to pay money. Yesh asan beisha. But if the woman unfortunately died, right? They bumped into her, she died. Ain lo ye anshu. There is no onesh. There is no mamon. Why? Because they're going to get killed. Why? Because kimle midrav minei. You only get the more severe punishment. You don't get the less severe punishment. That's what the pasuk is saying by human beings. Right? We're going to get to the kavana part in a minute. V'lo shvarim. But the oxen not true. Oxen not true. Af al gaf di yesh ason. Even if an ox does kill a woman, yeyanchu. I would think you have to pay the kofar. Hadar kasev rachmana b'al sharnaki de pater. Torah comes along and says, you know what? B'al sharnaki, you are pater. By a tam. Even by a mu'ud, let's say. Doesn't make a difference. By a mu'ud, there is a kofar. By a mu'ud, there is a kofar. What? No. The woman died.
Right, she's pregnant.
What? Right, she died.
Right.
So do you have to pay kofar for her? Not if you're a tam. How do you know? B'al sharnaki. Right, so we started off. Tam doesn't pay even chatzi kofar. Not even that. Why not? B'al sharnaki. What's the case? It's an unusual case. Now, maskev.
So nothing happens to the animal.
No. He has to pay. Tali over tam. Chatzi nezek. She died. So you have to pay for that. But is there an extra thing of chatzi kofar? No. Right.
He's pater from bein lados. Even a muad may be paid the kofar for the woman.
Right.
He's pater from bein lados for the.
Fine. Okay. Now, maskev lo Rav Barava. Rav Barava asked an unbelievable question. Wait a minute. Atu ba'ason talya milsa? Does whether or not kamalim b'darbinay kick in have to do with death? Has nothing to do with that. That's a consequence. That's not the factor. What's the factor? But kavana talya milsa. The factor is kavana. If you bump into a woman and she dies, you don't get a misa for that. Maybe you go to Or Mikla for that. A misa for that. What's going on here? Man, they're fighting in the street and they bump into her and she dies. Who said anything about kavana? Who said anything about misa? Why should she have to be killed for that? It wasn't on purpose. Same thing with an ox. You're fighting with an ox, bumps into a woman, she dies. Kavana is the issue. Not whether or not she died. Yeah, whether or not she died is important. But first issue is, was there kavana? Was there premeditated? Just stam an ox? Stam an ox says, called Ari Miklas, a show gig. What's going on here? El Omer Vad Barava, Anoshim, when it comes to men. Right, you hear the question? Anoshim, when it comes to men, Kinis Gav Nuzel Lazer, if they intend to kill each other, Af Al Gav Shiesh Oson Beisha, Ye Anshu. Even if a woman dies, what's the halacha? They don't get misa. They have to pay money, kofar. Why? Rashi says this. They hold like the following Tana in Sanhedrin, who holds that the transferred intent is not misa. If you intend to kill A and you kill B, right, you shoot a bullet wanting to kill A, and by mistake you kill B. So in American law, in most to hold, you still chayav misa. Why? Because you're in intent to do an act of murder. You murdered the wrong victim. That doesn't make it. Why should that change anything? He holds that that changes it. So Garashi, afilu yesh asam beisha yeanshu means you get an ownership of money in the skavin lechaveiro if you intended to and kill your friend. Why? The spirul of adakar of Shimon to Amar b'pesach sanhedrin be'elehin on astrofin nitzchavin lehoregezeh v'horegezeh. You want to kill A, but you end up killing B. Potter mimisa v'chayiv mamon. You potter for misa. That's a very minority shita, right? Most, it's Misvara, maybe he learns that out of Pesukim, I don't know. We have to get to Sanhedrin. Misvara, if you have an intention to do an act of murder, what's the difference who the victim is? What's the difference? Right? Which is why, in America, and in the majority of the opinions, it makes no difference. But he held it, they make a difference. That's what's going on here. You two men are fighting in the street. They don't know who this woman is from Adam. They have no interest in her. What happened? He's going to make a blow. It's a deathly blow. It's a deathly blow. Somehow he moves out of the way, and the woman gets blown. Then, according to Rav Shimon, you're not chayav for that. You intended to do an act of murder? but you had the wrong victim.
He must draw for the victim or draw for the act of killing.
Ah, so that's a broader machloket. How specific does Hasra have to be? Don't murder, or don't murder that person. That's an issue. But fine. But you intended to kill the woman herself? Of course you're not going to get punished for that. Why? Because you're going to get mitzah. You don't have to pay for that. You're going to get mitzah. Why? You intended to kill her and you taka killed her. V'lo shvarim. Aksin, not true. Even if you intended to kill the woman herself. Yeyanshu. Maybe, I would think, you have to pay kofar. Okay. Only vlados. So Kasa Rahmana Baal Sharnaki Dipatiri comes along Baal Sharnaki, your potter. So what's the case now? An ox that intends to kill a woman kills the vlados. There's no kofar on that. How do you know? A Baal Sharnaki. What about a human being? If a human being did that, there would be kofar. V'chein also kiyasa Rav Chagi midroma, Rav Chagi from the south came along. Asav Aisi Masnisa Biyadei came with a Mishnah that said Kavase Derav Ad Derava, that said that's the pshat. Okay. Next limud, not any easier. Tanya Idach, another one. Baal Shanaki, what does Baal Shanaki mean? Rabbi Akiva Omer Naki midmei Eved. You're Naki from paying the value of an Eved. What's the halacha? If you kill an Eved, you have to pay Shloshim Shekel. Doesn't make a difference if the Eved's a gold medalist in the Olympics, right? It doesn't make a difference if he's 100 years old. It makes no difference to pay Shloshim Shekel. What if a shor kills an Eved? What if a shor kills an Eved? Then there is no 30 Shekel. How do you know? Baal Sharnaki! That's the premise that we start off with. V'neima. Who's that? Who's saying this member now? Rabbi Akiva. So V'neima Rabbi Akiva l'nafshe. Why didn't Rabbi Akiva say to himself, like the same kasha we start off the daf, he asked Rabbi Eliezer, the same kasha, why didn't he ask on himself, follow atzmo emishtal mele migufo? But wait a minute, a tam only pays migufo. Hey, vihu lebezin vishalim lach. Bring it to bezin and pay. In other words, the animal's dead. The tam's going to get skila. Where are you paying this 30 shekel from? Of course you don't pay the 30 shekel. There's no way to pay it from. Why? Because when a tam kills the eved, the tam gets skila. Where are you paying 30 shekel from? No, before the Gemar Din, the owner of the Tam saw the writing on the wall. He saw that his ox is going to be put to death for killing an Eved. So I don't want to, at least I'll get the meat out of it. He quickly wasn't shechted. Yesterday we had it was after the Gemar Din. That's nothing. Before the Gemar Din, it's still an ox. So Gemar Din, I would think l'shtali minei to pay him from the meat. Take 30 shekel worth of the meat. And pay the master of the Eved. Kamash Milan, we don't say that. Ho Lubar Katalahu. It's already considered a dead. He's already considered a dead ox. Af agaf deshachte lo deshtalamine. You don't have to pay. Okay.
Yes.
If that's true. Then Rabbi Eliezer. Then according to Rabbi Eliezer, how we started off today's daf, Nami. Say the same thing. Nami, kishe kadam, v'shachtu. Why did Rabbi Eliezer have to come up with these weird cases of eid echad or kavana? Just say, you know what the case was? I shachted it. And you know what? I don't have to pay. So the Gemara gives a very funny answer. Hachanami, v'savar. Hachanami. He could have said that answer. V'savar, dilma, isle, taima achwini, da'adif, mihai. Maybe Rabbi Akiva didn't want to ask Rabbi Eliezer or give Rabbi Eliezer an out. Rabbi Akiva now uses that out for himself. He didn't want to give that to Rabbi Eliezer because he thought Rabbi Eliezer had better things to say. Rabbi Eliezer had better chedusha. This is very doche. This is very weird. So Rabbi Eliezer, he wanted to hear what Rabbi Eliezer was his Rebbe. He wanted to hear what better things his Rebbe could come up with. Okay? That's why he didn't mention this to him. Now the Gemara asked, V'nei Malei, we'll tell it to him. Fine. Rabbi Eliezer Nami Lishni Le Kadam Ushchato. Why can't Rabbi Eliezer? By the way, Rabbi Eliezer was no fool. So why didn't he think of this answer himself? Fine, we said Rabbi Akiva didn't want to give him this answer because he didn't want to give him, he wanted to hear better chedushim from his Rebbe. So why did he really let that come up with this answer? Himself, on his own. He's not a fool. He knew the answer. He knew this case. He knew this potential. Why didn't he come up with it? Again, what was Rabbi Eliezer's case? Rabbi Eliezer's case, Rabbi Eliezer said that, what does Baal Sharnaki mean? Baal Sharnaki means there's no chatzi kofer. And then Rabbi Akiva said to him, yeah, but the animal's worthless. Of course there's no chatzi kofer. And he gave two answers. Either it didn't have kavana, or only ate echad. So why didn't he say it was shechted? Shechted beforehand, and he still didn't have to pay the meat? So the Gemara answers, where am I up to? Amalach. Hasam, by the case of the, my case of kofar, Hasam who didn't chav in laharagas ha-behema v'haragas ha-adam, he wanted to kill a behema, but he killed a person, the shar, lav bar katalahu klal. That's not considered a murdering shar. It's not considered. V'salgadai tachamin nichayev, I would have thought, you're chayev to pay chatzi kofer. It's trich kra l'me'ute. I needed the pasuk to say, no way. Aval hacha, but over here, the meikar bal katalahu. The animal's a murdering shar. It killed an eved. Right? Lo tzarech kra afal gafta shachte. I would have thought, you don't need a pasuk. What do you need a pasuk for? He killed. So he shechted it? Big deal. Why should it change anything? Therefore, the shechita is not an issue. Shechita's not a factor. I shechted it. So therefore what? Rabbi Akiva holds, shechting, it changes the status for some reason, and then you putter to pay the 30 shekel. Why should it be putter? Well, Rabbi Akiva, nami, vade hachiyavi. That's a very good taina. That's a good answer. What kind of heter? What kind of out is that? Right? The Gemara realizes Rabbi Akiva's in a hole now. What kind of loophole is that? You shechted it, now you don't have to pay. What do you mean? Your animal murdered somebody. Your animal killed an eved. Pay the 30 shekel. Oh, I don't have it. Why don't you have it? Because I made it into meat. So take the meat and pay 30 shekel out of the meat. Why not? Says Rabbi Eliezer, that's why I never mentioned that thing about the shechita. What kind of answer is that? It's a very good taina. The Gemara says, it's a good taina. So Rabbi Akiva says, Ella. So that the whole thing, this whole thing answer is rejected. Such a good taina. What kind of out is that? Well, Baal Shanochi tells me that I don't have to pay from the meat. Why not? El Amar Avasi, Hi Milson, if you gav Rav Shvili, I heard it from a great man. Umana, who's the great man? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Sal Kedai Tachamina, I would have thought Hov Amar Rabbi Akiva, Af Tam Shechav Al BaAdam Meshalim BeMoser Nezek Shalem. Rabbi Akiva holds that when a Tam attacks man, it might not necessarily be Chati Nezek. Rabbi Akiva was a unique Shita. That he held, that it depended on who, if there was more than half to go around, then the owner, then the human victim would get more than chatzi nezek. He held that way. Mishtalim nami d'mei eved me'aliyah. I would have thought the same thing by an eved, maybe by an eved, since Rabbi Akiva already holds that a tam could somehow pay more. Maybe Rabbi Akiva holds that when you kill an eved 30 shekel, you pay it from your bank account. Kasa Rahmana Baal Sharnaki. Therefore the Torah says Baal Sharnaki. So Gemara says, that's an impossibility. Amalei Reb Zeira L'Ravasi, Fatavre Rabbi Akiva L'Gzize. You're ripping apart Rabbi Akiva's own shitas. Rabbi Akiva had a lot of shitas, a lot of opinions, and you're ripping them apart. What are you saying now? Since Rabbi Akiva held that a tam is worth more than, right, a tam is worth more than half of the victim of... If the tam is worth more than half of the damage to the victim, you pay more than half of the damage to the victim. However, Rabbi Akiva also... So therefore what? Therefore you should pay an eved 30 shekel from the bank account. Rabbi Akiva held that you never pay a tam from more from the bank account. Never. So what kind of havamin is this? The tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yachal, I would think that in a case where a tam is worth more than half the damage, you pay that from the bank account, Yishalim and Haliyah, never. Talmud Lomar, Kimish Far Hazeh, Yaselo, Migufa Mashalim, Veda Shalim in Aliyah. You never pay me an Aliyah. So why would I think that by Shoshim Shekels al Eved, you pay from the Aliyah? You never do that. Even the Rabbi Akiva, who holds that a Tam could sometimes pay more than 50%, but never from outside the goof of the Tam. Never. So where's this 30 shekel coming from? Elam Arava, another try, Itzra.
the Torah had to say Ubala Sharnaki. I would have thought Hol Umachmirani, since we're Machmir by an Eved. Why? The Eved Yosef ben Chorin, an Eved were more Machmir. The Gemara calls this a Chumrah. But ben Chorin, why? Sure, ben Chorin, you have to sell him as a seller. If a ben Chorin's worth a dollar, you give him a dollar. No, Shloshim, not a Shloshim. He's worth 30 shekel. He's a superstar. You pay him 30 shekel. The Eved, in Eved, Yafasela, no, some Shloshim. If he's worth a dollar, still pay $30. Mishtalib, I would have thought, since that's true, this guy's 100 years old. He's such an elderly man. Elderly Eved Kanani. He had him so many years, and he gets killed by the ox. He's not worth, he's a very old man. Right? His value on the slave market, he might be a very wise and kind, but on the slave market, not that much he can do anymore. It's not worth a lot. It's certainly worth less than 30 shekel. You have to pay 30 shekel, it doesn't make a difference. Therefore, I would have thought, Mishtalim Nami Deme Eved Min Haliyah. Now, maybe in Eved you do pay from the bank account. Maybe you do. After all, so Machar by an Eved. Comes along the Torah and says, Kasa Rechman Abal Sharnaki. Torah says, no, don't do that. That is the whole purpose of this limud. And you know what? Tanya Kavase Derava. We have a bright just like we said it yesterday, might as well say it again. Right, the Sephardim says, where does 30 shekel of an Eved come from? So the Sephardim says, because an Eved is domo to Isha in terms of mitzvot, and the standard erech value of an Isha, normal age, not very young, not very old, a normal age, a normal in the prime of her life, is 30 shekel. So there's like a connection between the 30 shekel and the 30 shekel. That's where the very sure 30 shekel comes from. Anyway, Tanya Kavase Derava. We have a brayse that supports Rava. It says, Ubala Sharnaki, right? You always have to wonder, like, why did the Gemara wait now to say this brayse that supports Rava? Right? Because maybe we wanted to reject all these other approaches, and we get to Rava's final answer, or what Rabbi Akiva meant. And by the way, there's a brayse that supports Rabbi Akiva. Tanya Kavase Derava. It's really Rava interpreting Rabbi Akiva. Bala Sharnaki, now Rabbi Kiva can say black and white. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Naki mi Dmei Eved. You don't have to pay the Dmei Eved. If an animal kills an Eved, there's no 30 shekel. Fahalo dinhu. This does not mean it's a Kal v'chomer. This means it's a mamotzinu. Right? Ha'il v'chayiv be'eved. Right? Since you're chayiv in an Eved. Somebody kills an Eved. The chayiv has to pay for an Eved. V'chayiv be'ben chorin. And if you kill a regular human being, the chayiv too. Mash kishachayiv ben chorin, when there's a regular human being that was killed, chalak debo ben tam lemuad, it makes a difference if it's a tam or a muad. It makes a big difference. Ah, kishachayiv eved, nechlach mo ben tam lemuad. So too, when it comes to an eved, there's a difference as well. The ode, also, kal v'chomer, I have a kal v'chomer. Ma ben chorin shenasan kol shavyav, just like a regular person, that you have to pay his value. In other words, it's kofar. Chalak debo ben tam lemuad. There's no kofar by a muad, by a tam. Eved, she'ena nosin el shloshim. So in Eved, you don't pay his value. You pay 30. Eno din, shenachlok bo ben tam lemuad. Shouldn't you also do that? So the Gemara says, lo, not true. Shemachmarani be Eved, yosem ben chorin. A machmer by an Eved, more than a ben chorin. Sheben chorin, you have a sella, nosin sella. If a ben chorin's worth a sella, you give a sella. Shloshim, nosin shloshim. But the Eved, Yafasela, no, it's him Shloshim. If he's worth one, you still give 30. Yachal Yehe Chayiv, I would think you should be Chayiv to pay. A Tam should pay the Kofar, the 30 shekel. Tamad Lomar, Balashar Naki. Naki Midmei Eved. You're Naki from the payment of the Eved. And that should be a Kivashita. You know, we'll stop here because we can only do like three more lines and have to. We're at the two dots now? Yeah, we got to the two dots. We'll stop here. It's going to flow tomorrow and we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.